So cinematic. It's 7:05. Good morning. It's Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST. Our favorite Friday thing to do.
Yeah.
It's so dramatic, but so much fun.
Yeah. I mean, Dan Zero, he talks about it all week. He can't wait for this.
And I'm so bored because the weather's so nice. So, like, my job's easy. So what else do I have to look forward to?
He was rehearsing before I even got to work this morning.
Yeah.
He's like, I already watched the scene. What did you say? I already watched the scene.
I watched it. I'm all set. I got a special voice ready to go.
Yeah, because Dan's here before us.
Yes.
So Dan was already in rehearsals in the studio next to us.
All right, so actually, I'm going to be the director today.
Yes.
I don't know how I got a casted role.
Yeah, Joe. I've cast Joe because I think this is good for you. Joe and Dan are taking on the roles today. You guys ready?
This is a little, there's a little bit of creative license going on here.
I was
going
to say, you have to really
some interesting
deep.
Casting.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. So quiet on the set. And action.
Hey, what's cooking, good looking?
Hi.
Welcome to my weird house. Hi, how are you?
Nice to meet you.
Sorry about the dog crap. What can I do for you?
I just had to come see you about my feet. They're
flat.
Yeah.
I've never seen that before. Oof.
Really? Well, can you fix them?
You're stereotypical, right? That Ken of yours, he is one nice-looking little protein pop. I'd like to see what kind of nude blob he's packing under those jeans. Anyway, what preceded this?
Oh, nothing. A really fun game of volleyball? Maybe some thoughts of death.
Thoughts of death?
Is that a problem?
Oh, I've heard of this. Of course, I didn't think it was possible. It's real, and you've done it.
Scene. Oh my God, Joe, you were so good. Dan, you were so good.
Dan really understood the part. Yeah. Dan really understood that part quite well.
Perfect for
Dan
both.
Really
of you.
Really understood that part.
All right, so the phones are already ringing, men.
Yes.
So I think they know what's going on.
Good.
All right. So listen, today, if you guess the movie right, you're getting a pair of tickets to go see Six the Musical in Philly.
Nice.
Yeah, the Tony Award-winning musical Six hits the Academy of Music September 30th through October 5th. So 609-67-12, 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Happy Friday. It's Chris and the crew. Chris, Joe, and Gianna. Dan Zero, our PST chief meteorologist, doing his favorite thing with the crew, Master Crew Theater.
He likes this. And Dan, would you say you prefer this more Mondays? We also drag you in here to do match game, and that's more of a challenge, I imagine.
Well, mainly because it's Mondays and I'm not quite awake yet.
Yeah, yeah.
You did theater. You've done theater.
Well, this was a very long time. This was middle school, so I did theater 30 years ago. Yes,
I also did it then. I don't consider myself an actor at all.
Yeah, let me tell you, you guys did really well today. All right, so we're acting out the scene of a popular movie, and you simply have to guess what it is. Today's prize: tickets to go see Six at the Academy of Music in Philadelphia. Pretty good prize today. All right, so let's get quiet on my set. You guys ready?
Yes.
And action.
Hey, what's cooking, good looking?
Hi.
Welcome to my weird house. Hi, how are you?
Nice to meet you.
Sorry about the dog crap. What can I do you for?
I just had to come see you about my feet. They're
flat.
Yeah.
I've never seen that before. Oof.
Really? Well, can you fix them?
You're stereotypical, right? That Ken of yours, he is one nice-looking little protein pop. I'd like to see what kind of nude blob he's packing under those jeans.
Oh.
Anyway, what preceded this?
Oh, nothing. Really, a really fun game of volleyball. Maybe some thoughts of death.
Thoughts of death?
Is that a problem?
Oh, I've heard of this. Of course, I didn't think it was possible. It's real, and you've done it.
Scene. You notice Joe picks the scene with the nude blob. He's just
first
so
off,
dirty.
It's
anyway.
Accusations are being made. Accusations are being made here, and I would not accept just the blob.
Who picked the scene for today?
I did, but it had nothing to do with the blob.
All right, let's go to the phones. We've got, they're lit. Kaylee and Barnegat is on the line. Hey, Kaylee. All right, what's that movie that they just acted out very well, I might add?
They were incredible. It was the Barbie movie.
The Barbie movie is what she says.
All right.
Chelsea said you were incredible. Did you hear that, Dan?
Dan and I are taking that into the weekend.
Yeah.
Dan. All right, Kaylee, you got to hold on because it might be you. Might be you that's the winner. All right, let's go to Jessica in Delran. What's your guess, Jess?
Hi. Good morning. Barbie, they were awesome.
All these compliments. This is nice.
All right, hang on the line. We have another Kaylee calling in from Abington. What's your guess?
It's definitely Barbie.
Well, this is getting boring.
Oh, well.
All right, let's go to Laura in Lansdale. Hey, Laura.
Hi. Yeah, it's Barbie, and they nailed it.
Nailed it.
I've never heard so many compliments from a scene.
Me either.
Let's go to, let's see, who's next? Kurt in Philly. Hey, Kurt.
Hey, I never saw it, but I'm going with the Barbie movie.
Well, look at that.
Wow, I never saw it.
Neither have I, just for the record.
Oh, you haven't?
I have four.
Dan, this is actually one that I saw.
Dan's a boy dad. I have four boys at home.
Why would you?
I wanted to. It was such a phenomenon. A couple of years. Not to say it's the correct answer or anything.
I was going
to
say exhibit.
Yeah, we have one more guess.
Landon is in Delran. Landon, what's your guess?
I also think it's the Barbie movie.
Look at that. It's unanimous.
Is it?
So is it the correct answer? I wonder.
Drum roll, please. It is the Barbie movie. Here is what it's, well, I should say, I always say what it's supposed to sound like, but you guys are pretty close.
Here's the original.
The original interpretation.
Listen to this. Hey.
What's cooking, good looking?
Hi.
Welcome to my weird house.
Hi, how are you?
Nice to meet you. Sorry about the dog crap. What can I do you for?
I just had to come see you about my feet. They're, flat. Yeah.
Never seen that before.
Really?
Whoa.
Huh. Okay, well, can you, you know, fix them?
You're stereotypical Barbie, right?
Mm-hmm.
That Ken of yours, he is one nice-looking little protein pot.
I guess.
I'd like to see what kind of nude blob he's packing under those jeans. Anyway, what preceded this?
Oh, nothing. A really fun game of volleyball.
Thoughts of death?
Thoughts of death?
Is that a problem?
Oh.
What?
I've heard of this.
Of course, I didn't think it was possible.
But it's real.
Oh, you've done it.
You guys were so good.
I mean...
You were so good.
My voice was a little off, but...
Your voice is always ends up being like a Disney character.
Yeah.
I will say.
Well, you know,
he's a Disney adult.
Overacting makes it way more fun. And,
so fun.
And we were both totally gender-bending today, which I don't know that we've ever done for... Master Crew Theater before.
Disney princesses, haven't you? Didn't we make you? Anyway. All right. So I'm asking ChatGPT for a random pick of the lines one to six here. And it looks like we are going with line number five. Who's on line number five?
Is that you, Kurt?
Yes.
Oh, hey. Congratulations. You're the winner.
Hey, thanks so much. Love your show.
Oh, thanks so much. Kurt. You've got a pair of tickets to go see Six the Musical in Philly. The Tony Award-winning musical Six hits the Academy of Music September 30th through October 5th. From Tudor queens to pop queens, the six wives of Henry VIII turn their heartbreak into a celebration of 21st century girl power. Tickets are on sale now at EnsembleArtsPhilly.org. You, Kurt, are going for free.
Hey, thank you very much.
Hold on for a second. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. Happy Friday. It's 7:30. Yes, we love Friday. Joe always acts weird on Fridays.
I got a little randy.
He really does.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we know it's Friday. Joe's acting weird. Anyway, so I just saw this poll online that said there's a ridiculous amount of Americans that don't know how to read a clock.
All right, hit me.
A clock.
What does that mean? Like, a clock, I'm talking about,
with the big hand and the little hand and numbers. And I remember when I was moving into, when we were moving into our house and, you know, I love decorating and stuff. And real, I wanted a clock. Not a lot of people have big clocks in their houses, but it was pretty. I saw it at Home Goods, so I stuck it up on the wall. And John's like, I can't read that. It had Roman numerals.
That's too much effort.
He made me go back and get a clock with like real numbers.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
So he could read it.
Because then at that point, you're, listen, it is in our typical day we come across more digital clocks than we do certainly analog clocks.
And our phones.
And our phones. Like, that's our primary clock, right, for most of us nowadays. So then to have to look at it and go, well, the I in front of the V. Okay, what's an I in front of a V? What Roman numeral? Okay. So, but you have to think for a second, and then you're like, oh,
I didn't think about that at all.
Okay.
And if I find this fascinating.
And if it's V-I-I-I.
V-I-8.
Okay.
Come on, Joe.
And if it's you don't know your one numbers? X, if it's one X, what's that?
9.
Okay, good.
Don't you think you're going to get me?
I'm just asking.
So, okay, I printed out this thing, this sheet. I'm going to give you a little quiz on clocks.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you where the big hand is. I'm going to tell you where the small hand is. Okay. You got to tell me what time it is.
Okay.
All right, so the big hand is on the 8. The small hand is on the 6.
The big hand is on the 8.
The small hand is approaching the 6.
Is approaching the 6. Mm-hmm. So it's about 5:30. It's about 5:40.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
You did have to think about that a little bit.
Because it's weird because if I saw it, I think I would know, but yeah.
All right, small hand on the 7,
mm-hmm.
big hand on the 2.
Small hand on the 7,
mm-hmm.
big hand on the 2, so it's 2. Oh, God, this hurt my head. Oh, boy.
I can't believe this.
2.
Come on.
Well, can you repeat it again?
Small hand on the 7, big hand on the 2.
Big hand on the 2. I couldn't tell you. I have to see that. Small hand on the 7. Big hand. 7:15.
7:10.
Okay.
You were going to say, at first you said 2.
Yeah.
Whew. You might be one of these Americans that can't read a clock.
I think I am.
This is just mind-blowing to me. All right, last one. Small hand on the 8, big hand on the 12.
Small hand on the 8, big hand on the 12. So that's 8 o'clock.
Yep. Very good, Joe. Whew. Very good.
Whew, I passed my test. Wow, kids going to school today if you're learning clocks in class.
I really think this needs to be like one of our skills is learning how to read a clock.
Tell them about that idiot on the radio who didn't know.
In fairness, though, you weren't looking at it.
Yeah, my brain was trying to think. Oh, that hurt.
Wow.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
All right. Out to the Echo area we go this morning and we say hello to Stephanie. Hey, Stephanie.
Hi, how are you?
What are you doing this morning? Where are you going?
I just pulled into work.
All right, what do you do?
I work with I'm in a special education field.
Well, that's incredible. Well, thank you for doing that. All right.
Love that.
Chris, you leave.
All right, I'm out.
All right, Stephanie, your quiz is going to start in a second. We're going to ask you 3 questions, and we're going to see who gets them all right. Chris will not hear your answers, okay?
Okay, I'll try my best.
Well, that's all we can do, right? All right, here we go. Your quiz starts now. Lady Gaga is extending the Mayhem Tour with new dates added now in 2026. Her parents own an Italian restaurant in what city?
Oh, Lord.
I don't know if this is a clue or not, but don't overthink it. If it's a city you're thinking that Lady Gaga's family could own a restaurant, just say it.
The Bronx?
Want to lock it in? All right, question number 2. Prince Harry and King Charles apparently reunited this week. What is the name of Prince Harry's wife?
Oh, Meghan Markle?
Do you want to lock it in?
Yes.
And the third and final question. The Emmy Awards are taking place this weekend. What popular late night show has won the most Emmy Awards ever of any show?
The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
So you want to lock that in?
Yes.
All right, we're locking it in. All right, Can't Be Chris This Morning is powered by Al's Airport and Bar Grill in Ewing. Live music 6 nights a week, plus happy hour and drink specials Monday through Saturday. Check them out online now, alsairportin.com. Al's, it is where the locals go. Hello, Chris Rollins.
Hello.
All right, are you ready?
Sure
am. Christine.
Yep.
Your quiz starts now. Here we go. Chris, Lady Gaga is extending the Mayhem Tour. New dates added in 2026. Her parents own an Italian restaurant in what city?
Oh, New York.
Yes, you both said New York because I'm going to give Stephanie credit because she said the Bronx. Both of you? Correct. Okay. Good job, guys. I'm actually not sure what borough, but I'm giving credit for it. I'm not entirely sure.
The Bronx is part of New York.
That's right. But yeah. I'm not sure if it's Manhattan or not, but I'm saying.
I actually think it is Manhattan.
But I'm giving credit. Fine. I'm giving credit.
All right, that's fine.
Question number 2. Prince Harry and his dad, King Charles, apparently reunited this week. What is the name of Prince Harry's wife?
Prince Harry's wife, Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle. You both said Meghan Markle, and you're both correct. All right, third and final question. It could come down to this. The Emmy Awards are taking place this weekend. What popular late-night show has won the most Emmy Awards ever of any show?
I know this. It's SNL.
You said SNL. Stephanie said The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Chris is correct.
Yeah.
Stephanie is wrong. It is SNL because SNL has been on for 50 years.
Forever.
That's why.
Yeah.
Stephanie, that does mean you did not beat Chris today, and yeah, you gotta say it.
Oh, no. Well, my name is Stephanie, and I cannot beat Chris.
Oh, you sound so sad.
It sounds sad. It's not going into the weekend a winner.
Oh, no.
But for being a good sport and playing along.
That's okay. That's
we got you tickets to see Halsey at the Fillmore October 29th.
Oh, cool. Thank you so much.
Halsey is celebrating the 10th anniversary of her Badlands album with intimate performances at the Fillmore in Philly, October 29th and 30th. A limited number of tickets remain right now at Ticketmaster.com. Hang on, Stephanie.
Listen Monday morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to beat Chris on 94.5 PS. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So listen, I'm hearing some buzz that both Taylor Swift and Sabrina Carpenter may be on the season premiere of SNL.
Yeah?
Because here's the deal. So remember Taylor's new album, Life of a Showgirl, is dropping on October 3rd, Friday, October 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
SNL makes its season premiere the next night on the 4th. So I'm hearing they may be on it. Remember, she's on a track.
Yeah.
She's on the title track.
Yeah.
Sabrina is with her. It's a collaboration. So I'm hearing maybe Taylor, musical guest, Sabrina host. Have you heard? Have you heard anything?
That's about but obviously that's one of those things where it's like, well, of course SNL might try to get them.
Yeah.
Of course they would try. Doesn't mean they will, but doesn't mean they won't either.
We'll see. So her friend, Taylor's friend, Ed Sheeran, just dropped new music. So Play is out. That's the new album. It's his 8th studio album. The new single is Camera. He dropped a video for the song. We've got it posted for you on the 94.5 PST Instagram story. So
Chris,
you can take a look.
Why don't you reveal to everyone what you thought about the video?
I thought his real wife in the video.
It's a video of a couple doing coupley things.
Yeah. So and I thought it was his wife because it looks like it's shot on an iPhone. Mm-hmm. So I thought, oh my God, that's so cute. That's them.
Mm-hmm.
That's not her.
Yeah.
That's the girl from Bridgerton.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So listen to the new single Camera. Better capture. I really like it, Joe.
Yeah, it's a good song.
I really, really like it. So Liam Hemsworth just got engaged. Oh my gosh. So Miley's ex off the market. Well, we'll see if it actually makes it to the altar, but I think so, right? Mm-hmm. So his fiance is model Gabriella Brooks. She just posted the news like a couple of hours ago. Her ring is huge. You got to go see it. We've got that up for you on the 94.5 PST Instagram story. Congrats to them. And the Princeton Garden Theater on Nassau Street in Princeton just announced that they're going to be doing some spooky showings leading up to Halloween. So it's a bunch of Halloween movies. So if you're into that stuff, you can grab tickets now. We've got all those details and more local stories up on the 94.5 PST app. All right, there's the scoop. It's 8:17, 94.5 PST. Your number one hit music station. Oh my God. I cannot see it. So
we're
one of our coworkers, I was telling Joe, one of our coworkers, and we called him out. He was in here. He didn't see anything wrong with it.
No,
Sergio from our news department. I was, you know, like looking at Instagram stories. Didn't expect to see him shirtless, like throwing kiss faces at the camera. Total thirst trap.
It wasn't that
bad. I had to look away. I was like, oh my God. If your coworkers are on your Instagram, should you be half naked?
Doesn't matter.
Like almost completely naked?
Truly, it doesn't matter in the slightest.
My God. Let's go to the phones. Jen in Hopewell is on the line. Jen, what side are you on here?
So I'm definitely on the side of he should keep that to himself. And that's why they have Finstas. He should just post it to his Finsta. I mean, that's why people have these private accounts and you just have the select people see, you know, that side of you. Another side that you don't normally show the masses or just like anybody or your coworkers for that matter.
You know, Jen, it's not a bad idea. Maybe keep that stuff, you know, under more lock and key. Let's go to Brad in Hamilton. Brad, do you think it's appropriate?
Well, yeah, I think it's absolutely appropriate. It's your personal account. If people don't want to see you posting that stuff, then they don't need to follow you. I mean, I equate this to somebody that would post about having a Ferrari or having, you know, a really nice car. Would you get upset with them for posting something that they worked really hard to get? That's the same thing with their body. If you're working on your body so hard that you feel comfortable enough to post it, then you should be able to post it. And honestly, getting upset or being weird out about it kind of seems like body shaming.
Ooh, you're body shaming Sergio.
I am not.
Thank you, Brad.
I think he looks good. I just was something that kind of caught me off guard.
Body shaming Chris Rollins.
You just don't expect to see your coworkers like that. That
doesn't matter. You chose to follow him. That's what you signed up for.
No, actually, I think he...
Well, you didn't have to follow him back.
He followed me first.
You do not have to follow him back.
Well, I didn't expect to see him half naked. All right, we're done with this. Can you believe that not everybody can read a clock?
By the way, that was brand new at your...
Brand new. I keep forgetting. I actually really do like that song.
Chris goes, I want to talk about that song.
I do. I really like it. That's from his album Play. It's 8th studio album out today. And that's Camera, the new single. If you see the video, we posted the video for you on the 94.5 PST Instagram story. I'm such a dope. I thought that was his real wife. It's not his real wife. That's the girl from Bridgerton. So it's up on the 94.5 PST Instagram story. So you can check it out. There's Cameron, brand new PST music this morning for you. It's 8:30. So Joe, not everybody, I was reading this thing online. This new poll said that most younger Americans, I mean, over 70% is a lot, cannot read a clock. Are you kidding me? Like, I'm talking about obviously not a digital clock. But like a clock on the wall with hands, with numbers. I remember
like
when
I can
John
see right now it's 8:31. I can read that, yeah.
I remember when John and I first moved into our house and I put this really pretty clock on the wall. It was more of, we didn't really need the time. We have our phones, right? But it was pretty. It was a decoration. And it had Roman numerals. And he was like, I can't read that. He made me take it back and get a clock with numbers.
That's funny.
But they're saying even with numbers, a lot of younger Americans cannot read a clock. Can you read a clock?
I thought I could. We tried this off air a little bit recently, and I did not do well.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a little more.
All right, but I feel like I should be able to see the picture of it, you know?
Big hand on the 12, little hand on the 6.
6 p.m.
Good, very good. I think he was nervous because he knew I was going to quiz him again.
I was looking at
little hand on the 9, big hand on the 11.
So the little hand is pushing towards the 10?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's 9:55.
Very good. Very good. Little hand on the 4, big hand on the 9.
Big hand on the 9, so that's going to be, oh God, this is where I start to really, big hand pushing towards the 10 though?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was valid. It's pushing like 9:40?
No, I said 4. The little hand's on the 4.
Oh, I think you said,
the big hand is on the 9.
Oh, sorry. Okay, so 9, that would be 9.
No.
4:20.
4:40.
Oh, I keep...
4:45.
I swear, if I was looking at the pictures, I would, if I actually could.
I know.
I truly mean doing it from memory.
Please tell me you can read a clock.
I don't know.
Oh.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So I'm hearing some buzz that both Taylor Swift and Sabrina Carpenter may be on the season premiere of SNL. So remember, Taylor's album, Life of a Showgirl, is coming out on Friday, October 3rd. Well, SNL makes its season premiere the next night, October 4th. So there's nothing confirmed or anything like that, but I am hearing some buzz that, you know, they're collaborating, Sabrina and Taylor. She's on the title track, Life of a Showgirl. I'm hearing that, you know, Sabrina could be hosting, Taylor could be the musical guest, although I can't imagine Taylor just being the musical guest. I could see her wanting more of
she'll
a
do
forefront.
A sketch, yeah. Yeah, at least you know do a sketch or two. She is gifted at poking fun at herself.
No, absolutely.
So she would absolutely do a sketch. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So her buddy Ed Sheeran dropped new music today. The album is Play. It's his 8th studio album. The new single is Camera. And he even dropped a video for the song already. It stars. I thought it was his real wife.
Chris really did.
I was like, that's not his wife.
I was like, that's not Sherry. Sherry's very private.
That's Phoebe Dinevor from Bridgerton. Mm-hmm. I don't watch Bridgerton, so I didn't know that. Anyway, so we've got the video posted for you on the 94.5 PST Instagram story. It looks like it's shot on an iPhone. That's why I thought it was his wife, because I thought it was like them
doing their thing.
No, yeah.
It was scripted.
So here's a little bit of Camera.
You should see the way this night is unfolding beautifully for us. It's getting late, but I don't mind. We'll take this in until the sun comes up, and I think that
it's pretty.
You know I love a good ballad.
It will absolutely be. When I heard it this morning, he talks about taking all these photographs and stuff. I thought this is a first dance song.
Yes.
If I've ever heard one.
I love it. Love it. All right. So some good relationship news, some bad relationship news.
Hit me.
Liam Hemsworth just got engaged.
Ew.
What are you talking about? I love
Miley's
him.
Ex.
Oh, stop.
Done with him.
So his fiance is model Gabriella Brooks. She just posted on Instagram just a couple of hours ago. So I think this just happened. Her diamond is huge. That we've got that posted for you too on the 94.5 PST Instagram story. The bad news, after 5 years together, Shaun White, you know, the snowboarding guy, and actress Nina Dobrev have broken up.
Oh.
They got engaged just last year, but they've been together for a long time. Like I said, 5 years.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised to hear that. All right, there's the scoop. Out this weekend, you may be tricked into tipping more. I mean, you know, you're probably a good tipper anyway, right? It's Chris and the Crew, 94.5 PST, Chris and Joe and Gianna. So I was reading online, Joe, that there are... Were you ever a server?
No,
I never.
I never
was either.
You and I would not be good at that job.
No, I was always retail, like my jobs in school and stuff. I retail, you and I would get babysitting.
I would get too distracted. Even if I was capable of carrying a tray, I would get too distracted and then I would forget everything.
I would just sit down and talk to them in the booth.
You'd be like, very social. You'd be like, oh my God, you have an interesting hair.
So I don't know. If you were ever a server, you can tell us in the 94.5 PST app chat if these tricks actually do work. But apparently there are tricks that service people use to get bigger tips.
Okay.
The first one is, and I don't know if I like this one, employ the power of touch.
A little touchy-touchy.
And you know me, I am a touchy person.
Yeah.
I'll reach out and touch somebody's arm, you know, having a conversation. I'm not sure if I want my waiter doing that or my waitress.
I'm a little touchy. I'm a handsy guy too. But like, I feel like a flirty, bartenders. I'm a little flirty sometimes.
Do bartenders really touch people?
One of my pal
like
bartenders.
Too busy.
I guess because I see a lot. I see like, there's like four bartenders I see several times a week.
Yeah.
You
see four bartenders several times a week?
This is not the beginning of my AA meeting.
Oh,
thank you,
Lord.
Woman. My right. pal Jamie, my pal Maddie.
You know their names?
Oh, God. We're friends.
All right.
Tony.
The next one is, this is how service people are getting bigger tips out of you. They introduce themselves. They get on a first name basis with you.
Well,
see?
I mean,
that's why I brought that
you're right.
Up.
You're right. Oh, and the other, but see, I haven't They're given...
They don't care about you, Joe, right?
No.
They just want a bigger tip.
No. My guy, the other night, I went and saw my friend Jamie. I love Jamie. Shout out to Jamie at U-Bar. Love him. He knew we were having a serious conversation. He brought us over two extra drinks. He always makes jokes. We walk in, he's like, we're just having one. He's like, sure.
Did you tip him a lot?
We always tip him a lot. We love Jamie. But it's a give and take relationship. Mm-hmm. Jamie brought me free drinks.
Okay, the next thing is they repeat your order. And you understand why, right? Because they're trying to eliminate the mistakes because people get pissed when there's mistakes.
That's just being good. Yeah.
Give compliments to you. They compliment. Oh, I like your hair tonight, Joe. Oh, you look good. I see you shaved.
All right, Jamie.
You look good.
Did the other night say bringing these over for two handsome gentlemen?
You are such
a
sucker.
No, but Jamie is not that at all.
Is Jamie entertaining your favorite bartender?
He's funny. Yeah, he's a funny guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does he write thank you or draw like a smiley face on the check? We have heard this before.
Yeah, we've heard this before, but I don't get paper checks. I just tap.
And the last one is, and this is how you're getting tricked into giving a bigger tip. If you're going out this weekend, you need to listen to this stuff. They give like... a small little gift, like a little mint or a Hershey kiss on the little tray with your bill. Something like that.
See, I thought you were going to say they're like, you know, it's really tough going to school and like trying to like guilt you into like that kind of thing.
That should be on there.
That should be on there.
I've heard that.
Yeah, we've heard that before.